Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Reframe It Mindset Motivation Podcast, Stress Reduction Through Positive Storytelling. My name is Erica R. Meyer, creator of Reframe It Mindset Motivation, and your host for this podcast. Today, I am bringing to you the second of the four interviews that I conducted in late April, early May. And today, I'm going to introduce you to my good buddy, Ed Troxell. Now, just for context, I want to let you know that this interview was recorded on April the 28th. So when you listen to it, keep that in mind because there are some details regarding COVID that we discussed. And now those details feel a little dated, which is crazy that just in a matter of weeks, such things can feel so dated. But regardless, the overall message is still very relevant. So let me tell you a little bit about Ed before we dive into the conversation. Have you ever had any tech hiccups, whether that be with your laptop or your phone or an app isn't working or you're trying to figure out how to build a website or any and all of the above? Well, you're at that point where you just want to pull your hair out because that thing, whatever it is, isn't working and you just want it to be easy and not complicated. This is where Ed comes in. Ed cures those tech headaches, and at the same time, he also teaches small business owners how they can be more visible online. He's a Facebook Live producer. If that lands kind of funny on your ears, we're going to talk about that. And he's the guy who makes tech stupid easy. He helps small business owners overcome their tech challenges as well as their stage fright so that they can show up for their audience online and grow their business without adding more to their plates. Whether you're a business owner or not, I want to encourage you to listen to the conversation regardless, because I truly believe that, again, the overall message can be applied to your everyday life as far as how we approach self-doubt or just approach any sort of challenge that may come our way. The reason why I wanted Ed on my podcast is because he is one of the most positive people I have seen online. He has really embraced, and he hasn't made it, it's no secret, he has really embraced the Reframe It principles really well in the past 2 years. So I didn't want to let an opportunity to talk to him about all of that pass us by. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Ed Troxell. Okay, so Ed Troxell, it says you are a Facebook Live producer. Now that is a title you don't see very often. Can you tell us what is a Facebook Live producer and how you became a Facebook Live producer? What is that?
This is awesome. Yes, it's definitely unique for sure. One that I believe now is probably going to become very well known here in the months and years to come. But basically what I do as a Facebook Live producer is I help small businesses embrace live broadcasting, specifically Facebook Live, so that they can get seen online and they can start that conversation and invite their audience, their customers, their potential customers even, into the conversation. Because that's what marketing is truly about. It's starting a conversation. And when you start the conversation and invite people into it using mediums like social media, then you're bringing together people to have this conversation that then helps each other, both the business owner and the customer, or the audience, I should say, determine whether or not they're the right fit for what you're offering, what your solutions are. And it also helps the business owner understand more about what their audience wants and needs. So then that way they're not guessing and they're not spending a ton of time, money, and energy trying to create and build out all of these things that their audience actually don't need or don't want. And so my job as the Facebook Live producer is really to help businesses get online, share their message with their audience, and really be able to connect with them. That's what I love doing, is connecting people online. So then that way they can have that conversation and go from there.
And build that relationship, right?
Yes, because it's all about building relationships. And that's the important thing that I think a lot of people forget, is that, yes, marketing is part of your business plan. It's part of that puzzle that starts the conversation that can lead to those sales, which is what, as a business owner, you want, is sales, so that way you can grow and keep producing. But we have to remember that there is a difference between marketing and sales. And while they come together, marketing itself is not the buy directly from me all the time. Like, it's what starts that conversation that leads to the sale, versus you saying, I try to relate it to, you know, relationships, where you don't just show up on social media out of the blue and say, hey, buy this product, because it's like saying, hi, marry me because I'm awesome. Most of the people are probably going to say, no, you're a little too much for me. I'm good. And they're going to keep walking. You know, there might be some that say, hey, let's do this and get it done. But majority of people are going to say, no, I'm good. And so you have to remember that we're people. We're talking to people. We're selling to people. We have to still build those relationships just like we would in person. We have to take those same things that we do, those same experiences, and just pivot a little bit and use the online platforms to build out those relationships, so that when people see us and they hear us, they know that we're the trusted source. We're that expert that they go to when they need to buy XYZ. It doesn't always mean that it's going to be in that moment when you, the business owner, wants it. It's when they are ready.
Yeah, that's good. But my question is, why live? Is there a difference between it? Does it make a difference if you do a pre-recorded video? Because listeners could be, you know, hearing everything you're saying and they're like, yeah, I agree. But why is live more important than something pre-recorded?
Yes, favorite question, and I love it. So let me backtrack for a second and ask you, have you ever felt frustrated with your Facebook page and your posts not being seen by a lot of people?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of people that use Facebook for business purposes, sometimes they just get so frustrated with the lack of traction, and it's like they're running in circles, and makes them feel like, why am I even doing this? What's the point?
Yes, exactly. And so once we know that piece of it, then we have to look at, okay, Facebook is a business. It's a free platform for us business owners to utilize and to get our messages out there. And so we have to play by Facebook's rules, especially when we're doing the organic part. It's one of those things where if we're not paying for ads, we need to make sure that we're giving Facebook what it wants. And in this case, Facebook wants you to go live. What that means is that you're in real time. You're saying, I am going to turn on my camera and I am going to talk about XYZ for whoever wants to tune in, both during live and what we call the replay, which is what happens after you're done broadcasting. And it's important to know that live is different than pre-recorded, because Facebook wants you to go live. They want you to be in real time so that you can interact with your audience can interact with you, and be present. So that's how they rank it in the algorithm as one of the highest, if not the highest, I should say, posting type. And so that's why it's important. Video, pre-recorded video, that's great as well. Don't get me wrong, because any video is better than no video. Video allows us to be as close to someone as if we were in person with them. It allows us to connect. You can see them. You can feel their energy. You can just get a better sense of who they are and what they offer through video. But what's amazing about live video is that it's real, it's raw, and it's uncensored. So it means that if you drop your phone, or if somebody walks behind you, or whatever happens, and it's real, and it's okay. And that's what we want as consumers, as the audience on social media. We're tired of seeing the perfection of pre-recorded videos, the high end productions, and you know all of the things, the lightings, the mics, the tech that goes into it. By the time you get all of that, you're exhausted, and you don't even know what you're going to talk about, and you don't know why you're even doing it, you know. And chances are, a lot of people aren't going to see it because, again, Facebook favors Facebook Live over every other post.
Gotcha. So let's tie mindset into that. And yes, especially those who may never have gone live before, or maybe have done it a couple times and don't really feel comfortable doing it and would rather something polished because they have maybe they're a little too perfectionist. What is the biggest obstacle that you have seen as you've taught people about Facebook Live? Because not everybody's comfortable doing something live. They're afraid of that raw. They're afraid of messing up. They're afraid of not being polished and perfect. What is the biggest obstacle you've come across that they've, like an excuse maybe that they've made about mindset? And how can they overcome it?
I think that it comes down to the fear of public speaking. And because of that fear that we all have, what builds on top of that especially is the fear of being on camera and messing up and really not used to reality. You know, we're always seeing things being so perfect online and with our website to Instagram posts to, you know, whatever we're watching on TV. There's so much of this, it has to be perfect, otherwise it's not acceptable. And we've entered this new era with live broadcasting over the years where it actually doesn't have to be perfect. And you have the power right at your fingertips to go live from your phone. You don't have to have any fancy equipment. And you can share your message with your audience and attract those who are your people, who are going to follow you and who want to support you and eventually buy from you. There's another part of that mindset is, but what do I say? I have nothing to say. Or who's going to want to listen to me? Listen, I was there. I was there years ago when I first started live streaming. I realized that I had to push myself because if I didn't go live, one, my business wouldn't survive. And two, I was doing a disservice to all the people that I was trying to help because I knew that if I did not show up for them and share my message, that they weren't going to be able to take the right steps to do whatever the next thing was for them. So like my job as a business owner and as the individual who's trying to make a difference, my job is to show up and deliver the information. And then from there, that is where anybody who tunes in can do their job and take notes, share it, and even engage with it. And then that's where that conversation starts. That's where I always say, you know, the magic happens in the comments because yeah, it's one of those things that you can't get that conversation going if you personally don't show up and do the work.
Now, Ed, you have a great example of a former, or actually a current, I guess, student of yours who, her name was Vicky, you told yes, me. And she had those hiccups that you're talking about as far as mindset is concerned. Can you share a little bit about Vicky's story and how you have seen her grow and evolve from her first live to where she is now?
Yes, I still get chills. I'm getting chills right now. So Vicky first appeared on my live show, Ed Talk TV, probably 3 years ago now. And it was her first time being on a live broadcast. And she was so, so nervous. I mean, she was trembling. And we had a great show during the live broadcast. I told her, you need to go watch this afterwards and you will see that you did an amazing job. You weren't as bad as you thought you were because she was fearful of, you know, messing up and just didn't feel like she did a good job. And she followed the advice. She went back, watched it, sends me a message and was like, yeah, you're right. It actually wasn't that bad. And from that moment on, something switched for her. She took that next step and she slowly started implementing the things that I was teaching and the way about going on your Facebook, even if it's just in your private group with someone or practicing with a friend just with regular video, like whatever it is to get you through those fears and those obstacles. And over the years, she has become so visible online through her business page on Facebook. She also helps manage other Facebook pages where she also goes live. She also is going live several times a day inside various groups that she's a part of. And it's such a beautiful thing to see her not only go live and to transform into this confident and upfront top center, top of mind person in your newsfeed, but she's also selling her products. She makes jewelry. She has crafts. She's helping other people who were just like her, who were just like me, show them how to do this. And some of those people are now starting to go live and now they're starting to engage more. And so it's this huge chain reaction that, yes, not everyone has to go live and maybe not everyone will go live, but it's that chain reaction and building that confidence. And that's what I love about live broadcasting is that it changes you both personally and professionally. And that personal growth leads to so many more opportunities. And it just opens up your business for those growth opportunities. So yes, sales are part of that, but it's also those speaking engagements that you get invited to, those mastermind calls that people want you to speak at, those partnerships that you start forming with others to really grow the business. And so all of these things come from just doing live broadcasting. It's a beautiful thing.
Wow. Wow. So that is definitely a testament to start going live for sure, yeah. Especially if it just builds your own confidence personally. And I love what you said about the chain reaction, because of course you taught her to trust herself and to just do it and to just, you know, lay aside the fear. And then she basically, you know, carried that confidence and that trust to others. And so it's like, just as you said, that really amazing chain reaction just from a Facebook Live broadcast, which again, you know, having the title of Facebook Live producer, that's why it's such an important thing. That's why I really wanted you to talk about the kind of the ins and outs and the background of it, because on the surface, it looks like, oh, okay, you just do Facebook Live, but there's so much more behind it with just confidence building and business building and the chain reaction of it all and building those relationships, which is just, as you said, is a really beautiful thing from something. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, relatively simple, it's a simple tool to use. And so, yeah, that's really awesome. So given all that, because the podcast is all about positive mindset and positive action and reframing, is there an experience in your life that you can kind of zero in on and you know that applying those kind of principles help to turn around a really challenging situation? Do you have an experience like that?
Yeah. You know, the most recent one is entering 2020, right? With 2020 pre-pandemic, pre-COVID, all of that, I knew that the word was going to be trust. It's this weird thing that happens in December usually for me. A word comes to mind and that really sets the tone for that next year. And trust definitely now is more so relevant than ever. But at the time, I really just had to trust the process in terms of where I was going with the business and being able to make that pivot into a Facebook Live producer. It's something I've been doing for years. I just never officially called it out. I've never officially said, this is what I do, and made it as clear as that. So I trusted the process and really started to reshape the things that I was doing and the offers that I had. So that way it clearly aligned with that and helped me really reframe my messaging and how I show up for people online as well as in person before COVID stuff for that. And that's what led to the pivot in my business for the offers and being able to help people even during this time, because there's not that in-person meetup and that one-on-one time with people.
And the crazy thing about it, which actually worked to your benefit, talking about entering this year with the word of the year being trust, all of a sudden now being online, whether it be Zoom to try to connect with your coworkers or anything like that, became critical Facebook Live for you all of a sudden like became an absolutely important tool for you to try to push, to try to teach, to for people to understand like, hey, this could help. I can help you. So yeah, that's amazing. That's
yes.
amazing. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and also I always try to look on the bright side of things, and given, you know, the situation that we're in with COVID and stuff, is that it has helped push people to be more on camera. So that has helped me a little bit in terms of removing that little obstacle. So then we can really focus on, you know, the mindset and being able to structure their lives to be their Facebook lives, I should say, to be more geared towards their audience and to be able to build out that consistency for them.
So now you also said that you imply that making your niche and your concentration being the Facebook Live, being the Facebook Live producer was something very new. It's a new pivot for this year. Yeah. Did you have moments of self-doubt going into it? And how, if you did, how did you kind of get on the other side of that?
100% self-doubt. Without a question, you know, I had to keep reminding myself of the word trust. I mean, I really held on to that because it's uncomfortable when you start niching down, when you start really diving deeper into a specific industry that you are really trying to hone in on. And trust is really all you have to hold on to, because it's so easy to get distracted with those shiny objects. It's so easy to say, let me just create this because it's easy and I can, and let me just do that because I'd rather do that instead of really diving deeper into whatever subject you're focusing on. So the trust part was huge for me. And what happened was I had those moments of self-doubt with, okay, I have this offer, this one-on-one consulting with teaching people how to go live. And it's definitely high ticket when you work one-on-one with someone. And then I was thinking, well, I can't meet with people in person. So I'm going to package this together into a course so that it's easier for people to connect with the material, connect with me, and be able to really build things out on their own time, especially given that so many people, their lives have changed right now. And some, not all, but some will have more time than others. And so it was just made sense for me to make that pivot and to put it together in a course format. And when I did, again, I had those self-doubts of, am I really offering high ticket? Because it's still high ticket for a course, but it's cheaper than working one-on-one. And I still questioned myself. I was like, is this the time for that? Because of the situation, because of what's going on. And then I had to reframe that. And I had to understand that, yes, this is the time, because people need what I have. They need to know the importance of having a Facebook page by itself, just that alone. And then they also need to know the reason why they need to go live, because as a small business, it is so crucial and it's huge for their marketing. And they also need to know how to go live. What exactly does that mean, both on phone, mobile, and desktop with your computer? And then not only that, but to also have a plan on what to do with it. Because it's great when you hear go live, someone shows you, and you do it. But then it's like, okay, but what now? Because we're so used to posting. And for many of us, we don't see an instant return on that post. Spoiler alert, you shouldn't, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we have that thinking. And it's one of those things that you know, we feel like it's not working, like we mentioned earlier, where, you know, what's the point? And so the whole process that I teach and show every step of the way is getting in the right mindset, creating that content, going live, and then repurposing it and sharing that across multiple channels easily enough so that when you are a one-person business, a one-man or one-woman shop, you're able to take what you've done in one place for one moment and repurpose that elsewhere, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, your blog, your podcast, an online course, or whatever it is. And so it's just showing that process and having a plan for people. So for me, I had to keep holding on to that trust, and I had to keep reminding myself that now more than ever, people need me. More specifically, they need what I know, and I can help them so that way they can take this time, implement the teachings, and let it run its course time and time again as they move forward with their business. Because whether or not they're open, it doesn't matter at this point. What matters is that they take action and implement the teachings, because what I teach is timeless and it's going to continue to help them in their marketing efforts across the board online.
Yeah, I think that you touched on something there that I thought was really interesting. Even if your business is closed, you should still maintain some visibility, because then that is helps people keep you top of mind. I've seen that. I've seen a lot of different businesses, whether it's, you know, a hairstylist whose salon is closed and they're just giving tips online or doing like a live, you know, tutorial or something like that. I mean, that's the way to continue to make sure they don't forget you when we're on the other side of this.
Yes, 100%. And I'm glad you gave those examples. You know, the biggest one right now is restaurants. Restaurants
yes.
are hurting so bad. So many are closed. Unfortunately, many are not going to open. But the thing is, don't focus on what you can't control. Focus on what you can control. And the biggest takeaway I want people to know is what we just were talking about, is continue to show up online. You have to do this. It may feel pointless to you. It may not return instantly a sale for you. Don't let that discourage you. Don't get caught up in the vanity metrics of likes, followers, all of that stuff.
That's good.
Because we're playing the long game here. You have to realize organic marketing is the long game, and it does work. You just have to actually do it consistently. And it's just like building those relationships when you're in person, when you go to those networking events, when you go visit someone at an expo at the booth. You have to warm up. You have to warm them up. You have to have that conversation before you drop your business card or before you spring on the product, right? It's the same thing with online. It's just you're now using a social media platform like Facebook to have that exchange. It's a little different, but it's the same principles apply.
Hey everyone, just taking a quick break from the interview to tell you about Buzzsprout. Now, if you have been considering creating a podcast of your own, which if you are, I hope you do, because we need your voice. If you are, Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google, etc., within minutes. You guys, you have seen me talk about and post about all the different places you can hear the Reframe It Mindset Motivation podcast. Buzzsprout helped make that happen, and they made it super simple. So if you're curious, just follow the link in the show notes. That lets Buzzsprout know that I sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. I actually forgot when I signed up for Buzzsprout, I forgot that gift card was coming, and it just popped up, and I'm like, oh, yay, I forgot. So, definite perk. And of course, it helps support this show. So, let's create something great together, Buzzsprout, the best way to launch a professional podcast. So, we touched on self-doubt and how you got over the hump with that. So, when you experience now, currently, any sort of stress or worry or anxiety, you said for you, exercise is the key. How has that affected you with gyms closed? Have you been able to navigate around that? And has that helped with, does exercise continue to help your stress, worry, and anxiety during this time?
Yes. So the short answer is yes, with the exercising that helps tremendously. I have had to pivot. I've had to adjust with not being able to go to the gym. That is part of my normal routine, 3 times a week at least, and it's kind of like my midday break that would help me, transition between big projects and client work and all of that, so that I could get a fresh perspective and have a clear mind. And so, the drive plus being in a different location really, really helps. Given that I can't do that at this moment, and at this time we're about 7 weeks in to not having that luxury, I've had to adjust and work out at home, which may sound easy enough, fair. It's like, okay, well, you can still work at home. But in my head, working out at home is not an option. I don't like working out at home. It's just different for me. It's not my place. So I've had to really get used to that and accept that this is what it is right now. Because if I don't work out, I'm not going to like how I feel. I'm not going to like how I look. And it's not going to be good for my production in general, the work that I produce. So what I've had to do is start going on runs in the neighborhood. I've actually started to get really good at doing mini circuits in my driveway.
Wow, that's creative.
Oh yes, yeah. We started with just a cushion for sit-ups and maybe push-ups and the jump rope, and now we've included the dumbbells and also a flat bench just from the picnic table for step-ups and running, sprints. So we're starting to expand. I hope that it doesn't get too much further, because I don't know what other equipment I'll be able to put out there, but we make it work, and I do feel good afterwards. It's not the level of workout that I would prefer. I'm not pushing myself like I normally would, but something is better than nothing, and this is what I can control, so I'm going to focus on that and continuing to keep that going, because everything depends on it for me.
That's good. So you took your own little business advice of what you can control, and you even applied it to your own personal life when it comes to exercise and stress reduction through that, which I love, which is so awesome. And so what do you do now to actively keep a positivity or positive mindset? What do you do now to actively keep that as a forefront? You are one of the most positive presences, if that makes sense. You just have such a positive presence online constantly. I don't know if I've ever really truly ever see you complain or gripe or like put out that like just blah negativity type stuff. And so I think you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, saying that you already kind of have a natural positive mindset already. Your personality is already like that. How do you keep that going? How do you keep that momentum up?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do try to keep very positive, both in my own life as well as online, because positivity wins, right? It's what we all need more of. The world gives us so much negativity, and it brings us down. And for many of us, myself included at times, it will hold us down, and it doesn't let us be who we want to be. It doesn't let us be our full potential. And so for me, I feel like it's my job to be positive and to stay positive. I've been blessed with that. Again, there are days, trust me, I'm human. So there are days where I'll have a moment or two. There are days where I'll have a full-on day like that. I try not to let it get too far out there, because I really try to win at the positivity. And I know that I have to show up for my people. My three core values are show up, deliver, and engage. And I hold on to that a lot. And that is the three keys to anything in life, to be successful in anything in life, I should say. And so I've grown to push myself over the years to continuously show up, because I was a shy guy. I still am at times, depending on the situation. But I was very shy as a child, and it pains me to see people hurting and to see people being negative. And so I feel like I am there to help them rise up and to be able to at least see something that they can grab onto, that they can get pulled out of that hole, because nobody wants to be stuck in that negativity loop. And social media, especially, there's a lot of things coming at us, most of which are negative, and it just affects our mindset. It affects everything that we do. And so I feel like if I can just post something positive, even if it's once, sometimes I post a lot a day, but even if it's just once, I feel like it will make a difference in at least one person. And again, that's where we don't focus on those vanity metrics. We focus on that one person. If we can help just one person, then you'll see a chain reaction go through from there, because it's going to help them, and they may share it or they may comment, and then they may pass it on to somebody else. Like, we don't know what happens after we show up, and that can be scary, but it's also exciting, especially when you come at it with a positive mindset.
Yeah. And I really love what you said. And you're very aware, because you said, you know, sometimes, yes, we're all human and we're all going to have bad days. But you said that you're so aware when that's happening to make sure you don't fall down that slippery slope, because that is where the danger is, right? Because if you allow yourself to just perpetually cycle through these negative thoughts over and over and over again, you're going to dig yourself into a deeper hole, which is going to be all the more challenging to dig yourself out of. So the quicker you nip it in the bud, the better, right?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, again, we are all human. We're all going to have feelings. And the quicker that we can address them and understand, okay, I'm going to be okay with feeling this right now, but I'm not going to be okay with continuing to feel this way. I need to find something to pull me out as quickly as possible. That, I think, is the difference, because so many just, okay, I feel this way and I'm just stuck. Nothing's going to work. I can't do it. And then everything falls apart. So really addressing the feelings and knowing that you're there, but also knowing that this is going to pass and you're going to come out even stronger.
Okay, so since this podcast is all about stress reduction through positive storytelling, tell me, if you would, a favorite story of yours where, I mean, this could be a personal anecdote, a TV show, a movie, something that has been especially impactful to you, a positive story that has been especially impactful to your life.
I love this question because it's probably the most random answer that you'll probably get on this podcast, but TikTok. So
TikTok. Okay, very good. Okay.
So in a nutshell, TikTok, for those who don't know, it's another social media app, if you will, but it's unlike any other social platform you've been on. So it's so different than Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of them. And what I love about it is, and they actually don't say this on their app, it's on their website, but TikTok, make your day. And I wish they would put it on their app, because every time you open that, that's something I want to see, because it's already setting that positive intent, right? It's putting you in a positive place. I should probably write to them and let them know. But it's one of those, yeah, it's one of those apps that it's fascinating because it has a lot of fun, positive energy going on. Now, mind you, it is a social media app, and there are going to be, just like anywhere else, there's going to be negative posts. There's going to be negative comments. I mean, you can't really cut that out. So again, you just scroll past it. But for the most part, TikTok is basically my guilty pleasure, especially at the end of the day. I love flipping through the news feed and seeing all the people. And I mean all the people. You see different ages, shapes, sizes, backgrounds. Like, it is a beautiful thing because you get to see people in their elements. You get to see people dancing, lip singing. People, let me tell you, people you would never see caught on camera doing this anywhere else. I mean, it's amazing. And you have people from all ages, from teens to people who are in, I think the oldest I've seen, 108.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. And like I said, you get everything on there. So it's just a very interesting platform. And for me, it just makes my day seeing people be happy to cut loose a little bit, to use the platform as a way to shake off the stress, the anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, all the craziness that we have to deal with in the world. And for many of these people, this is the only time that they've ever been caught on camera doing goofy things that they enjoy and that they found their outlet that they can do.
Yes.
Especially during this time. So yes. That's what I like to see. And that's what I want to see more of. And I share quite a few of those videos with people, whether they like it or not. But you know, again,
I love it.
It's my job to show up and deliver. And it's your job as the receiver to determine whether or not it applies to you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you had mentioned all the different ages and ranges of the people that you come across on TikTok, because those that aren't familiar with the app, a lot of people assume it's just for teens or the 20 somethings or younger, that it skews very young, but you're finding, which I would assume that's really the case now with so many people online and really, as you said, potentially using that app to decompress, to just cut loose, to just like, just dance it off. You know, like that is something that regardless of age, I mean, that is so good and so critical to have during that time. So it's really awesome. I love that's your story. That's your positive story.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So Ed, so since you, again, we'll remind people that you're a Facebook Live producer, as we close out, what is the one thing that you want people to remember overall regarding Facebook Live, regarding mindset? What is the one thing you want them to take away?
Show up, deliver your information, and engage. I know that's technically three things, but that is what I want you to do. And showing up means going live. Don't worry about anything else. Just do your part.
Just do your part. How much do we love that? And like I said in the beginning of this episode, even if you're not a small business owner, I would challenge you to think about how you might apply his personal principles to your everyday life. Think about how you might positively show up for somebody, how you might positively deliver for somebody, how you might positively engage with somebody. This could be somebody like your next door neighbor or a relative or a close friend. I mean, these ideals, Ed's ideals, transcend way beyond business. So I definitely challenge you to think about that. If you want to know more about Ed, you can find him on Facebook, obviously, at Ed Troxell Creative, and also on Instagram at Ed Troxell Creative, or you can visit his website, yestoentrepreneurship.com/start. All of those links you'll find in the show notes. And that concludes this week's interview. For more tools for everyday stress reduction, be sure to check out reframeitmindsetmotivation.com. In the meantime, have an amazing week and happy reframing.